Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Yama Yoshev B'tzion, schus Matan ben Dvoirog, Golan ben Gabriela, David ben Ziv, Mzal ben Batya, Lichir ben Ruti, Kol HaChayolim, HaChatufim, Lignish Matzmar Tzester, Batzer Shmo, Mitzchan Vitzchan 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 And the Tshuva's Chasim Sofer, he brings two reasons why we have Mishloach Manos. One is to be Mar Ba'ach V'Reyus, there should be love and brotherhood amongst Yidden. And another is that people should have Tzarchei Su'uda, that's why you send Mishloach Manos. Nafkamina is Mechila help. The Ramo says Mechila helps, but it only would help if to be Mar Ba'ach V'Reyus. You see, so he sees you gave him a gift, he's Moichel Tziyavav V'Reyus, but you don't have Tzarchei Su'uda. Another nafkamina would be fakert if he doesn't know who the sender is. The receiver doesn't know who the sender is. So it's not mar ba'achva v'reyus, but there is tzarchei se'uda. Now, achronim are marich in these two reasons, and a lot of nafkaminas, a lot of beautiful Torah. Hagoyin Rabbi Shlomo Arieli wrote a beautiful shtikl Torah in the Moriah Torah Journal, where he mechadesh new shita, which we're going to be discussing, and that is the Rambam. The Rambam, Megillah 2:15, brings the din of Mishloach Manos in the same halacha that he brings the din of Sudat Purim. And then in 2:17, he says that it's better to be marbe in Matanos Levyonim, to be marbe in his Su'udah and Mishloach Manos, because there's no greater simcha than gladdening the unfortunate, the anim, the esoimim, the almanos, and the gerim, because one who does so is like the Shechina, who is also, the Pasuk says, l'hachas ruch shvam l'hachas neiv d'koyim, that the Shechina brings joy to the unfortunate, to the downtrodden. So it would appear from the Rambam that the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos is not a mitzvah of Minam L'Chaveiro, like according to the reasons the Chasim Sofer brings, but rather it's part and parcel of mitzvah Simchas Purim. The shleimus of the simcha of mitzvah is when he's meshatif others in his seuda, and therefore the Rambam brings Mishloach Manos in the same din that he brings the seudas Purim. And that's why the Rambam writes in Halacha Yud Zayin, better to be marbe matanos levyoinim than having a big meal and mishloach manos. In other words, mishloach manos is the shleimus of your simcha. The Rambam says the grestel simcha, the best, the greatest simcha, is when you're mesamech the umlalim, the sad, the unfortunate, the downtrodden. And we see matanos levyoinim is not stam midin tztaka, rather it's shleimus hasimcha al yidei shemesamech oisam. That when you're misamech these poor, these unfortunate, that's the shleimus hasimcha. It's not the stami din staka. It's zeu shleimus hasimcha. That when you're misameach others, that's part and parcel of the mitzvah of simchas Purim. And so you see that the yisoid of matanos levyoinim mishloach manos is part of the sudas Purim, simchas Purim. From the Magen Avram, you see, so from this Tafresh Tzadi Hey Yud Beis, he writes, somebody who doesn't prepare for himself a Su'uda is Pater Mishloach Manos. Why should he be Pater according to the Chasim Sofer? According to the two reasons of the Chasim Sofer, as I see there in the Tshuva of the Chasim Sofer. In other words, if it's Lahar Patzach V'Vareyos, why should you not having a Su'uda matter? And if it's Tzarchei Su'uda, so why should you not having a Su'uda matter? But based on what we said from the Rambam, it's Gevaldik, because if you're not having a Su'uda yourself, because it's part of your suda. You're not having a suda, you're part of Mishloach Manos. With this, the Magen Avram explained what Rashi, Mashapirish Rashi, b'Megillah Dav Zayin Amud Beis, that they would exchange meals. They would exchange meals for Mishloach Manos. So he explained, Zeucholim Zebe Perm Shoshana Zub, Shnia Soit Chaveir Imai. So one year, Ruvain, one Amor would invite the other, and then the next year they would change, or the other Amor would invite the first one. So the Beis Yosef said, it's Medin Mishloach Manos, but the question is, how is the guest Mekayim the Mitzvah Mishloach Manos? The Magen Avraham says, he's not Mekhen from Telfa Suda, he's Pater Mim Mishloach Manos, and he blives with the Tzarechion. So, and by the way, we see from the Beis Yosef that you don't have to send the Mishloach Manos with a shliach. Even eating by your friend is a kiyum of your friend's Mishloach Manos. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Binyan Tzion that maybe you need shlichus. Not good to bring it yourself. He doesn't bring from the Beis Yosef and their Mo, but you don't need shlichus. So there's a lot to talk about in this Rashi, but we want to flesh out our yesod. And that is that Mishloach Manos is made in the Tzu'udah. So if you're not making the Tzu'udah, you're invited to somebody else. You're part of Mishloach Manos. Another raya from the Magen Avraham in Simen Tafresh Sadi Beis. Somebody who doesn't have a Megillah shouldn't make Shechiyanu al Mishloach Manos v'as-Tzu'udah. Zeu davar anoig b'chol yoim u'v'chol Shabbos v'yamtif. So anyway, you have Mishloach Manos in the Tzu'udah every day, every Shabbos, every yom. There's no Shechiyanu. So you see that Mishloach Manos is b'chol yom. Why is mishloach manos b'chol yom? Mishloach manos only on Purim. So it's muchach that mishloach manos is not a chiyuv b'fnei atzma, rather it's midine ha-se'uda. And since you have a se'uda b'chol yom, b'chol Shabbos v'yom, v'vein v'rochim, v'vein v'rochim klal, so m'meil, you don't make a bracha. Because every day we have a se'uda in l'chach. Mishlomo, in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tov Reish Tzad Yeh, he writes that if somebody sends a meichel, sh'roi rak l'makabel, v'lo l'noisein, lo yotzi yidei choyvas mishloach manos. If it's only roi for the receiver, or not for the sender, you're not yotze mishloach manos. Like, for example, yeshbo hayabo iser klapi anoisein veheter klapi amakabel shuchoyle. In other words, let's say the noisein isn't allowed to eat it because it's kashrus problems, but the makabel is because he's a choyle. So you're not yotze. He's medayik from the pasuk ish lereyu. It has to be manos that are roi for the sender. Ze yishlach lereyu. What's roi for the ish? You have to send to reyu. So based on what we said, that it's midine hasuuda, we understand very well this chachma shloma, that it has to be royal Su'uda Shalok, because it's part and parcel of your din Su'uda. And from this, you give to your friend. Mashmos Lashon HaRambam, he writes in Alocha Yudal, Mishmok Monos L'Reim, Alocha Tetzuah, V'chol HaMar B'Lishloch L'Reim Mishubach. Mashmash Me'ikra Mitzvah L'Shloch L'Reia V'Ov. V'chein Mavur B'Bach, B'Timin Tof Reish Tzadi Hei. That it's a mitzvah to send to your friend. So based on what we said, we understand very well when you're mishatev reyav v'oyav of b'seudosoy, it's a greater simcha when you're mishatev, when you join your friends and your seuda, not stam people. But according to the other two reasons, it doesn't seem to make sense. What does it matter? Tzarchei seuda l'harbis achveres. What does it matter if he's your friend? But if it's a din in your seuda, so mele makes sense that it should dafka be your friend. The shleimus of the mitzvah is what you prepared for your seuda. You should send him. The Rambam is roimes to this when he writes shtei manu shel basar, shnei minei tavshil, shnei minei oichon lechaveiro, harei she'odif tfei, but it's better to send basar or tavshil and others from your seuda mamish. V'lav dafka k'minig Yisrael hakadoshim, that they send a lot of sweets and candies and the like. Just it's a fear. Yeah, I'd say with beis minei oichlin, but it seems in the Rambam that it's an adifus to send the mamish a meal. That's why it's dafka food and not other things, because you want it part and parcel of the tzuda. And based on what we said earlier, that imatanus lavionim is the same inyan, we can explain the chilik between mashloach manos, the dafka manos, and matanus lavionim. There you can give even money as opposed to giving food. If you give mos laevyon, you can assume that the Evion is going to buy with this money Tzarche Su'uda, he's Meshatev B'moz Shehotzi L'Su'udas Mashenkin Ba'asher. Im Yishlach Lo Moz, he's not going to buy Tzarche Su'uda, and therefore you have to send him Moz Mamish. That's what the Rambam says. Noisem L'Oni Moz U'minei Tavshul U'minei Oichlin. So in other words, there's a Chiddush that you can send the Oni even Moz, even money. In other words, the Rambam here is talking about matanos levyonim. When he talks about mishloach manos, the Rambam says shtei manos shel basar shnei minei tavshil shnei minei oichlin. It has to be food. And when he talks about the matanos levyonim, he says each one you give to two aniyim, one matana achas omos ominei tavshil ominei oichlin. It's a chiddush that you even yotze with mos. And what's he going to use with the mos? In other words, the mos, he's going to use it to buy food. Because the point is to, even if matanos levyonim, is that he should, it's part of the seuda. It's part of the din seuda. And an ashir, if you send an ashir mos for mishloach manos, if you send for mishloach manos, you send him money, this ashir, so he's not going to use it for food. So the point is to be mishatef in your seuda. Whoever you're sending the mishloach manos to, it should be part of your seuda. And if it's an ani, so then even when you give matanos levyonim, it's also part of your seuda. Now, matanos levyonim, fundamentally speaking, is a din mitzvah of tztaka. It's mashma the Rambam ve'ein mishanim mimos purim tztaka acheres. You're now allowed to change from Moz Purim to a different stocker. So it's Mashmah, it's Medina, it's stocker. And the beer is, Shezeu Shlemus Hat Stocker. The Shlemus of Stocker is, She'oisiyas Ani L'shutuf B'su'udaso. You're making the Ani a partner in your meal, and it's greater than other stocker, Shehu Anoisein V'ha'ani Hu Amakabu. is a kiyum of the haftala reacha kamoicha kamoicha mamish, and you're mischalik your seuda. In other words, even you bring him money, or for, and he can use that for his seuda, and that's what it means. Ein mishanim mos perim letzdak acheres, because there's a special maila of tzedak on the mos of perim, and therefore there's a tosefes simcha in your seuda, and that's even greater than the simcha shaladei mishloach manos. And ein medaktikin b'mos perim kol apoishi yodalit al noisim le, because that's the shleimus of your simcha. The shleimus of your simcha is to give. That's what I once saw in one of the Rishonim. Mishenichna, I think Sefer Amichta, Mishenichna's Arbe Marbe Misimcha. What's the Mishenichna's Marbe Misimcha? That how you marbe? So he says that you give. Instead of waiting till Purim to give, this marbe your simcha. Already start giving in Rosh Chodesh. That's also okay. But the point is that you're giving when you give the Mishloach Manos and Matanos Lavyonim. So the shleimus of this stock of Matanos Lavyonim is when you're Mishatev the Ani and you're Seuda, and therefore in Mishanim, don't change your Maos Purim to other tztokas. And the din of Machlefi Adodi, that they would exchange their meals with each other, the Rambam says, according to the Rambam, the way the Rambam learns it, is Midim Mishloach Manos, Shemachlifim Seuda Zeim Zeh. So it's mashma shelechatchila odiv tvei sheyochal mishaloi v'yitein misudoso lechaveiro. So it's mashma that you should eat your own meal and then give from your meal to your friend. In other words, you're allowed to exchange meals, but it's better that you should eat from your meal and take from your meal and give to your friend. And that's where we see that the mitzvah shemischalek im chaveiroi besudoso, that you take part of your suit to give to your friend, but it also works if you exchange meals. But the ideal is that you make him part of your meal. And again, that's the simcha of Purim. That's the simcha of the seuda. Lachan Rambam is v'kol amarbe l'shloach l'reim mishuboch. The more you send to your friend, the better. So it's mashma she'tarvayu isnu be'shemarbe b'manois u'marbe b'reim. A lot of manos and a lot of reim, a lot of friends. Ma mokol shel harambam. Hatur katav she mitzvah laharbois besudas purim. He's mitzayin, the groz mitzayin, that the mokor of the tour is in the Megillah Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Abaye ki nafki, said Abaye ate sudas purim by Rabba and by Mari Bar Mar. And the Rambam explains, shelafika chuva bagamora dovol zeh, זהו כהמשך למה שסיפר אביי על המשלוח מנוס, תשלחו הדודי מולי טסקה. תקפי ריבוי הסעודה שעושה כל אחד, ומתדום גם רבה הרבה בסעודה עשו. וזה היה רבוסה של אביי, שאף הפיך אין אוכל כל כך בימורי. כן היה משלוח מנוס, שיסוד לשעטיף אחר בסעודה עשו. ובסעודה עשו גדולה ישלח לאחר מנוס יפות. ונלמד מזה שיש מצווה בריבוי הרעים ששולח למה משלוח מנוס. The Rambam writes, in other words, we have a Gemara in Megillah 7b that Rabbah sent Purim portions from the house of the exilarch to Mori Bar Mar in the hands of Abaye, who is his nephew and student. The Purim portions consisted of a sack of a taska full of dates and a cupful of roasted flour. Abaye said to him, now Mori will say the popular expression that even if the farmer becomes the king, the basket does not descend from his neck. So Rava was named the head of the yeshiva in Pampadisa, and nevertheless he continued to send very plain gifts because he was poor. You're the king in Pampadisa, and you're only sending him pachet of things. So what happened, Vaiter? Mori Mar sent back to him a Mole tax taska de zangevila, a sack full of ginger, and a cupful of long peppers, pilpalta aricha. Amar Rabbi Hashtam Ramar, anashadle le chulia, viu shaduli churfa. Rabbi said, the master, Rabbi will now say, I sent him sweet items, and he sent me pungent ones. And then Vaiter in the Gemara, it says, Amar Abaye, Kinafki mi bein mar, when I left the house of the master rabbi to go to Mori Bar Mar, I was already satiated. However, when I arrived there at Mori Bar Mar's house, they served me 60 plates of 60 kinds of cooked dishes, and I ate 60 portions from each of them. The last dish was called Tzli Kedar, pot roast, and I was still so hungry that I wanted the mekas tsoa basrei. I wanted to eat the plate afterwards. It's mamish, you know, so hungry. So what do we see from these stories over here? What we see is that Abaye, he already left the house of Rabbah, Haba Savana. He was already satiated. Why was he satiated? Well, because he ate from the meal of Rabbah. And now he goes to Mori Bar Mar, and there he has this massive suuda, this all-you-can-eat deluxe meal. So you see, he's eating by Rab and he's eating by Mori Bar Mar. And that's a hemshech of the sending of the Mishloach Manos. In other words, there's all this, there's a lot going on in this. He's eating at two different people and they're both sending manos to each other. So you see, your Marbe B'Suuda, your Marbe B'Reim, they're sending to each other and they also give to Abaye. So because the point is, you want to be Meshate for others in your Suuda. And that's what they were doing. And Rabbah sent from his Suuda, and he was more poor. And Mori Bar Mar sent from his Suuda, and he was more wealthy. The reason you require both Mishloach Manos and Matanos Lav Yonim is because these are two different inyanim. Together, Mishloach Manos is L'shatei v'schaveiro v'oyavoi b'simchosoi u'legarmei ovid. When you send Mishloach Manos, you want to be Mishatei for your friend and your simcha for yourself. That your simcha should be a simcha shleim, the gedra matanos levyonim, is that through the mitzvah of tztaka ba'oifin miyuchad shemargish atzmai ka'ani mamish, ha'ideze mishatef oisei b'simchosoi, ve'ish maila miyuchedes b'mishloach manos shu ribui be'etzem ha'simcha shaloi, ha'ide shemishatef esoi avavimoi, ve'kasher simchoso kol kach gedoila, azu mishatef imani v'noisin lam b'simchos, the gedra mishloach manos, is that you mishatef your friend in your simcha. And that's for you. So that your simcha can only be shalim if he's part of your meal. And the gedra of matanos levyonim is that through the mitzvah of tzedakah in a special way, that you feel yourself like an ani mamish. And so you're meshatef him in your simcha by giving him the money, by feeling the feeling of the poor person. So it's not enough just to give matanos levyonim. Because when you give matanos levyonim, so you're mesamech the other person. But when you give mishloach manos, so that's part of the shlemus of your own simcha. Because that's part of your meal, part of your simcha sesu'ud is giving the mishloach manos. Whereas the matanos levyonim is more din in the other person. You give the other person money. That you feel so good about your own matziv, right? That's the matanos levyonim. That's the mishloach manos. That you feel so good about your own matziv. Part of your simcha is now you want to be mishati for others. And matanos levyonim is more inside the other person, that the other person needs, the other person's an ani, so you give the other person, and that's also shleimus simcha. Obviously, because it's just simcha and giving. In other words, it's not being part of your meal, that's not the simcha. But it's just the fact that you're giving to the other person, that's all simcha. But that's not enough. It also has to be an overflow of your meal, that you're eating your meal and mamela your mishatev, the other person in your meal. So we still have more to talk about over here. So please stay tuned and we'll see more in the flaws. Thank you so much for listening. Blin Adam Amchich.